This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The Kellogg Company says it's preparing to restart production at 4 U.S. cereal plants as over 1,000 factory workers continue to strike this week. They're demanding better working conditions and benefits and protesting the outsourcing of jobs. We've seen a few high-profile strikes and union efforts this year in Hollywood, at Amazon. We wanted to understand what's behind this, like why now? Harry Holzer is a professor of public policy at Georgetown University and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So all these recent high-profile unionization efforts or strikes, are these all a product of the pandemic, or is this about economic forces that were already in motion?
So I think the combination of the decades of stagnant wages on top of the period of the pandemic made American workers a little ornery, a little less likely to simply accept the low wages, low benefits in many jobs that they used to accept. And maybe that's why you're seeing it show up in organizing activity and strike activity.
Workers, it seems, have more leverage now because of labor shortages. Do you think that's going to continue?
For a while, it looked like it's going to continue. The fact that a lot of workers don't want to accept the jobs they had before, that puts pressure on employers to up the ante. Now, there's a separate question of whether these efforts will be successful. For instance, I'm more pessimistic that this new union organizing is really going to work. The effort to unionize Amazon and the union's defeat in Alabama indicates that the playing field is tilted against unions.
Harry Holzer was chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor during the Clinton administration. He now teaches at Georgetown University. Harry, thank you so much.